Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend is Second Saturday in Sacramento, a way to celebrate the city's vibrant art scene. The evening art walk is where the public can take in open houses and galleries that celebrate local creatives. We're going to meet one of them today. Taner Pashimametolo is a multidisciplinary visual artist, and he joins us ahead of his exhibit titled Buy Now at the Axis Gallery inside Verge Center of the Arts in Sacramento's historic R Street corridor. The show launches January 9th with a second Saturday reception on January 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. Welcome, Taner.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's learn a little bit about you and the road to you becoming an artist. Where does it begin?
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, as long as I can remember, I've been making art. Growing up, I was definitely the kid that had a marker or paintbrush or pencil in my hand, getting my hands on anything that I could make art on. And you know, both my parents are also artists, so both of them are painters, among many other wonderful things. And so I always had a lot of encouragement, and you know, I was inspired by them to make art. I think the biggest thing that they taught me throughout growing up was, you know, we can be multiple things in this life, and that's something I've always carried with me. You know, more recently, my art practice has really just been, honestly, therapy. You know, I use art as a way to grapple with grief and pain and stress from my job, and also joy and excitement and things, you know, happy milestones in my life. So art's always kind of just been an emotional outlet for me, good and bad. And it wasn't until recently that I started really putting my art into the world and sharing it with others than my family and friends. And honestly, that's been very terrifying. But more than anything, it's been very rewarding. You know, my art journey's taken me to so many incredible, safe, and welcoming spaces, and I've met so many wonderful people here in Sacramento making art. You know, and as you mentioned, Axis Gallery is one of those spaces now. I was a big fan of Axis Gallery before I was able to join as a member artist, and yeah, really excited about what the future holds with that.
Well, it's great that you took that leap and really devoted even more time to this, because people can see your work at places in Sacramento to UC Berkeley. You also have a background, though, in the corporate world. So how does that chapter in your life influence your art?
That's right. Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting that as an artist, you have to find multiple ways to sustain yourself and support yourself. I wish I could be a full-time artist, but I still have, you know, I still have a 9-to-5, and very thankful for that. I've worked in marketing and advertising for over a decade now as a way to kind of use my creative skill set, but also kind of build a business acumen that's helped me in a lot of ways. You know, I've had a lot of fulfilling experiences doing that, and some jobs have been better than others, I'll put it that way. You know, one thing that's a huge kind of through line in my work is sustainability, and I like approaching that from kind of this consumerism, convenience culture angle that we live in. I've seen firsthand how the sausage is made because of my experience, and yeah, I think my practice kind of is sometimes just about grappling with those things and recognizing the waste that's created, the harm that's created from you know, some of the industries that we're involved in, and having open dialogue about that. That's kind of part of why I create and put that in the world. So you know, it's definitely influenced this show. You know, by now, it's a marketing term, right?
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Your show is titled Buy Now.
That's right. Yeah, Buy Now. In the marketing world, call to action is the lingo, right? It's the online shopping button you see. It's the big flashy sign at the used car lot. For me, though, I'm co-opting that term, kind of turn of phrase to be about being present, you know, buying now, literally being in the moment. And a couple years ago, the inspiration for this was, you know, I was in this really horrible job, I'll just put it that way. And I didn't have a lot of time or energy to be making art. And I realized how detrimental that was for me. But I did have time, you know, I found pockets to write. I'm not a strong writer, but I was writing and sketching a lot when I could. And I wrote this poem When I finished the poem, I recognized that basically what I had done was I had written a resignation letter of sorts, and not just from that job, but from kind of this way of life that I had subscribed to for a really long time. I thought I was living the American dream, you know, the financial freedom, the having success and fulfillment by chasing the corporate ladder and climbing the corporate ladder or whatever. And I just realized that that wasn't for me. And so when I finished the poem, I kind of used it as a call to action to myself to make space for the things that actually bring me fulfillment and joy. And, that's what the poem is called by now. I didn't actually use it as a resignation letter, but I did eventually leave that world. And this show is kind of a culmination of the things that I wanted to explore, the ideas I had that I didn't have time to make. I've finally made those things, and that's what this show is about. It's bringing those things out now and hopefully celebrating them with the community.
Well, that would have been a very different resignation letter than I think lots of companies get.
Oh, I don't think they would have read it.
When people are going to take this in, so your exhibit opens on Friday at the Axis Gallery. You have a Saturday reception on Saturday, of course, January 10th. How do you want people to take in your work?
You know, that's a great question. The work is heavy in a lot of ways. Obviously, it's very personal, but I like to use a sense of humor with my work. I always have. I think one inspiration for me has always been political cartoons. Strangely enough, I like kind of bridging the gap between like political cartoons and fine art. I remember when I was a kid, my family, we would take trips to Turkey, and we'd visit family in Istanbul, and I remember my dad would read the newspaper every morning, and he'd pull out the political cartoons. Believe it or not, at least back then, there was a lot of political cartoons in the newspapers in Turkey. And he'd read the political cartoons as well. And I remember I didn't speak the language very well. I couldn't really read it at all. But I could decipher a lot from the political cartoons. I could read some of the political cartoons, and I could gather a lot by the imagery. The messages and the imagery, and I think that's always something that stuck with me. As you know, humor is kind of a universal way to bring complex and sometimes controversial things to light in a way that's disarming and in a way that maybe people haven't thought about before. And certainly, I think in the world we live in today, sometimes humor is the only expression I have left at the end of the day after being frustrated and scared and worried and sad and mad about everything. Like, sometimes you kind of just have to laugh some things off, and humor is a good way of bringing people together to do that.
Yeah. Well, Taner, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And congratulations.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Big moment this weekend. Taner Paşamametoğlu is a multidisciplinary visual artist. His exhibit, titled By Now, it opens on January 9th at the Axis Gallery that's located inside Verge Center of the Arts in Sacramento's historic R Street corridor, with a second Saturday reception on January 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. So go see him. Say hi. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify, or you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia and Ruth Finch, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.